This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's session of Markets Monday. What we do on Markets Monday is we meet and we talk about various investment opportunities that have happened over the weekend. And most likely, if there's any event that is likely to move markets this week, we also talk about how markets have opened, as we generally just have an overview of what's likely to happen on the market within every single day. My name is Felix Ochek, and I'm your host for today. I'll start off, when we're looking at Markets Monday, what we'll start off with is how the NSE performed on the previous week. And I'll just give you guys an overview of how the NSE performed, a few corporate actions that have taken place here and there, and also to just give you guys an overview of what's likely to happen this week on the market. Remember that at any point as we start Markets Monday, doesn't necessarily mean that this is an investment recommendation or an investment advice. I would always encourage you to do your own research before you can be able to make that trade come into play. The first thing that I'd really want to look at as we begin would be generally the total market mood and how everything else performed over time. And I'd just give you guys on a little bit of activity that is in regards with the turnover for the exchange. And also give you guys a lot on how the indices of the market performed, but also away from the index data, one thing that we'd also be looking at is how the general mood for the market has opened on Monday, which is today. So we generally look at which companies are making which moves on the market and technically what you can be able to expect as an investor on the market during the week. The first thing that I'll start with is, just as I'd mentioned, a few corporate actions that happened last week. Some of them we spoke about during the We're Curious podcast, but also some of them we also had a little bit of a discussion regarding the same, and we'll continue to talk that out during today's session, just having a look of how those stocks have actually performed, generally how they've opened market during today's trading session. And in case you're wondering which company, we had Transcentury, the annual general meeting for this 22nd AGM for TCL, Transcentury PLC, where they announced that they would be giving a rights issue with a ratio of 5-1. So if you own one share of Transcentury PLC, you'll be given an offer to buy 5 more at a very lower price. The company is looking to raise about 600 million. At the same time, we also saw Williamson T Kenya issue a profit warning. WTK is one of the oldest tea companies in the country, one that has always been seen as an outstanding company, also in terms of dividend payment and also in terms of general investor returns on the market. WTK had given guys a profit warning and generally told guys that this is because of the impact of generally of COVID-19 last year. So that would technically be one of the main reasons. There was a depressed property market leading to loss of revaluation of the company's investment properties. So, and also the production cost, which WTK has over and over mentioned, that is one of the reasons that the company issued a profit warning. In today's session, WTK is yet to trade. Still, even despite the profit warning, WTK was really gave guys a little bit of it didn't really take a beating on the market as a lot of guys would have expected. Prices still stable, as high as about 145 on demand. In today's trading session, WTK has traded about, it's not traded yet, bids are coming about 8,300 in demand and supply about 12,800. So the supply is still pretty high on WTK. That's something that I know we'll definitely be looking into. So we're really hoping to look on WTK. I think this is one of the stable companies on the exchange. And personally for me, this would be a buy at any slight drop. So we've talked about WTK, we've talked about Transcentury. giving you guys a little bit of how the market performed week on week. We saw NCBA lead the weekly activity on the market with about 55 million shares. That's valued at about $1.4 billion. That's on the banking sector. Nevertheless, Safaricom was still the top leader in terms of company specific. The general sector performance, the banking sector was the top company on the exchange. So, and this was really backed by the activity that happened on NCBA. Also, an important aspect that you might want to really look at is NCBA was a local to local transaction. So there's a lot, and I know we discussed what might have been the possibilities of NCBA having a huge activity on the exchange. The benchmark called share index of the NSE, that's NASE. So usually the NSE has three indices, which are usually seen as, there are a lot of indices, there are about eight indices, but there are three that are usually seen as the major indices of the exchange. That's the NSE All Share Index, that's NASE. The NSE 20 Share Index, that's NSE 20, the NSE 25 Share Index as well. So that's one thing that as an investor, at any point before you invest, I would always really encourage you to just have an overview of how's the market really performing. How are the indices of the exchange performing? Those are some of some very important aspects that you as an investor, you should just take a look at any point before you invest. Equity turnover for the exchange was up 108% to 4.8 billion. This is as compared to the previous week where the turnover was about 2.32 billion. So you're seeing a lot of investors are really coming in on the market, but also you need to understand that some of the dormant counters, some companies that have not really been in the limelight in terms of turnover, had a little bit of a move last week. I think we saw activity on NCBA, also another company that I think the activity was really up on would be Total. Total moved, I think, about 1.5 million shares last week. That would technically be a very high turnover in terms of volume for the company. Total would usually trade about 2,000, maximum of about 20,000 shares a day. So you're seeing when they're moving a million shares in a day, yeah, really something there. You have to really just wonder what's really happening on the market. Going back to index specifics, the All Share Index was up about 1.45%. That's 2.46 basis points to generally close the week at about 172.33. The 20 Share Index was up 3.1%. That closed the week at 1911.92. And the NSE 25 was also up about 53.10 to be specific. That's about 1.44. So you're seeing a lot of activities really coming in on the market where we are having investors really trying to build up and see just what's really happening one way or another. So the general, when you see all market indices really turn on the positive edge, then there's a high possibility that most of them, that the general overall market sentiment is really on the positive turn. So that's one thing that as an investor, you also need to be aware. Looking at how the market is opening and how generally how everything else has moved this week, I'm getting this data through the HISA app. So if you're new to this session, you definitely can head over to the HISA app, to your Google Play, that's Play Store or apps on iOS, and just download the HISA app, and then you can be able to get a lot of this data. In today's trading session, we're seeing Kenjan is the top counter on the market. Kakuzi has come in. Kakuzi is coming in here about 6.58%. Kenjan is up 7.87%. And then Uchumi, now trading at 0.26 at 4%. Nairobi Business Ventures, a very interesting company that has really been on the rise, is up about 2.5%. On the losers side, Home Africa is down about 2.27%. Housing Finance, that's HF Group, is down 2.13%. Cabasid is also down about 1.8%. On the mover side, we're seeing Uchumi leading on volumes, because Uchumi has traded about 101,500 shares, and Safaricom has traded about 30,400. Britam Holdings has also traded about 10,200, and Kenya Power
and Kenjan coming in low with KPLC at 8,300 and Kenjan at 3,700. Just caught my eyes. Let me just give you guys a little bit of data on KPLC. KPLC on the books, on the order book, which I guess as an investor, you need to be expecting this coming in with the next update of the HISA app, which should be coming in the next 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. We should have the next update of the HISA app. We're seeing KPLC has offers of about 1.06 million and demand is just about 397,000. So let me give you guys a little bit of an overview of how you should understand bids and offers and what they mean for you as an investor. If Kenya Power is having 1.06 million in terms of offers, those are the number of shares which are being offered for sale. And then we are seeing 397,200. That's the number of shares that guys are willing to buy. So generally in business or in finance, what this really means is whenever we have an oversupply of the market in the market, then the prices technically tend to go down. Look at it from a normal perspective. If you have everybody selling mangoes, for example, usually find mangoes or tomatoes where you find the times when the tomatoes are high in supply, then definitely the price of a tomato will go down to probably about 5 shillings per tomato, because you'll be one individual, but a lot of guys are willing to sell it to you when you go to the market. At the same time, during the dry season, when the tomatoes are actually out of stock, then you find probably it's just it's one person who's supplying your local vendor. So you find the prices of the tomatoes probably going up to probably about 20 shillings. I saw there's a time when tomatoes were so expensive. I think that was mid last year, and the price would actually be because of the demand against the supply, where the demand was still very high, but the supply was very low. So the market comes in on survival for the fittest. So bringing it back to KPLC, if a lot of guys are willing to sell and very few guys are willing to buy, so you know, you need to understand that during such periods on the market, then it technically means that a lot of people on the market would have to probably sell their shares at a cheaper price if they wanted to exit of the market. So that's one thing that I know really turns in very important to investors. Looking on Kenjan, which has gained about 6.6%. Last week, as of Friday last week, Kenjan closed trade at 3 shillings and 94 cents. That's 3.94. Today, Kenjan has traded at 4 shillings and 20 cents. And almost like KPLC, Kenjan, the total bids are at 59,800. And also the supply is quite high on the other end, about four times that, which is about 235,200 shares on the supply. So it becomes very interesting for Kenjan on the other hand, and also for KPLC to see that all these companies have a little bit of more or less a low activity on the market as well. Trying to look on a few companies that moved markets last week, and I'll just look on NCBS, Farcom, and Equity. Looking at it from NCBA's end, you know, NCBA caught a lot of guys' attention last week, actually led activity on the banking sector. So for NCBA, NCBA has only traded about 31,000. Actually, no, not 31,000. NCBA has traded about 1,200 shares at 26.50 and 26.30. The total bids and supply is pretty high on NCBA today. Bids are just 9,200. So that's the number of guys who are willing, the number of shares on the market to be bought. The guys who are willing to buy. So the number of shares you can actually sell to is 9,200. And the guys who are willing to sell you the shares. So now the number of shares that can be bought on the market is 142,400. It's still a little bit early on the market, so it would be very weird to call shots. I think right now we can still say It's pretty early. It's just 30 minutes into trading. Still a lot of, generally even the activity on the market still very, very low. Looking at it in terms of turnover, Safaricom is leading. Britam, Jubilee, of course, coming in about 0.4% in terms of share price decline. So the turnover is still pretty low on the market. Total turnover for the exchange, still less than, actually total turnover for the exchange is still less than 2 million. So I think it's still pretty early to call shots on which companies are likely to move today's trading session. But I would encourage you, you can always just keep on checking. The total turnover for the exchange is 1.72 million, which it's honestly pretty low. Only 87 deals on the market so far, with a volume of about 173,600 shares traded on the exchange. So as everything moves in, you might just want to take a look on what's really moving markets. And yeah, I'm just seeing that East African Cables has overtaken Home Africa. Yeah, East African Cables is down about 6.2% on the exchange, with turnover of, okay, the turnover is pretty low, about 2,420, only 2,000 shares traded on the market. But it's down already 6.2%. For East African Cables, let us check a little bit on what would happen. We'd want to check a little bit on Transcentury, so that we just have a little bit an overview. Transcentury and East African Cables. Okay, TCL yet to trade on the market, but supply is pretty high on the market. We're seeing supply of about 26,100. There is totally no bid at all on the exchange, on the market. So it looks like guys are willing to sell, but nobody's willing to buy TCL during today's session. But it's still pretty early, once again. And before you make any purchase, please ensure that you make rightful information and rightful research before you can be able to make that trade on the exchange. So I guess that's it for today's session. There's really nothing much to touch on the market. We've really had an overview of what happened, and the activity is still pretty low to call shots on what's really happening or what we could be able to expect on the exchange. That's it for today. Thank you all for joining. And it was a brief session, but yes, technically I'm alone on this end, but I know next week on Monday we'll have a few guys coming in as well. In case you've missed any of our recordings, head over to the HISA app. You'll be able to get all our recordings and just give us an overview as well of what you think and one thing that we could be able to discuss about. On Wednesday, you'll be joining me for the Bulls and Bears session in the evening on Wednesday. And also on Friday, I'm hoping to see you guys there. Thank you all, and have a lovely week ahead.